6 years ago, I worked as a delivery driver for Domino's. For me, it was a pretty easy job to just drive around town delivering pizzas, plus I made some pretty good tips. I lived in the city, so I would never have to drive all that far. This was also my main way of earning extra money during my summers home from college, and I would generally work some pretty late nights. One night, I remember that it was a Friday, which are always really busy. I was driving all over the place around town for hours, until finally it started to quiet down after midnight. At about 1 o'clock in the morning, we got another order for a delivery that I took. It was one cheese pizza and an order of cheesy bread, and I put it in my car and started driving. Once I got closer to the location, I realized that it was not for a house, but a business. It was still in the city, but a more industrial side of town where there appeared to be a bunch of warehouses. I arrived at the address and saw that the special instructions on the order said that they wanted it delivered to the back door in the alley. I drove around back to find a dark alley with some dumpsters and then a small set of concrete stairs that seemed to lead to the building. I drove around back to find a dark alley with some dumpsters and then a small set of concrete stairs that led to a back door of the building. I'm not going to lie, it was a creepy scene with no other cars or people there in a back alley in the middle of the night. I had a job to do though, and I got out of my car and walked up the steps to the back door. I knocked on the door and waited there for a minute, but nobody answered. It was extremely quiet, and nobody else seemed to be around at all. I was beginning to wonder if I was at the correct building, so I looked around for the address to make sure. But just then, I heard a noise come from about 10 feet away from me. I looked and saw a man come from behind a dumpster that was sitting on the other side of the stairs that I was on. He was wearing sunglasses even though it was night, and started walking towards me. Based on the way he was walking, it didn't seem good, and I backed away from my car. Then, I saw another man come out from behind the other side of my car. He was also in sunglasses, but other than that, I couldn't really give a good description. They both were coming towards me at a pretty fast-paced walk. I knew I wouldn't be able to get to my car, so I jumped over the railing of the stairs to the ground below, which was only about 5 feet. I then ran out of the alley as fast as I could. I could hear the men chasing after me as I did, and it sounded like there was a third person among them running as well. I was somehow able to outrun them to the end of the alley, and once I was there, I turned for the street and tried to run to an area where there was more people. I panicked and ran into the middle of the road, where a car was coming and started honking at me. I got out of the way just in time, and was lucky enough to get to the other side of the street. The men stopped from chasing me and were still at the other side. From there, I called my boss and told him what happened. I made my way to a nearby convenience store and waited. It ended up being a big deal, as the building that I was instructed to deliver the pizza to had not actually ordered the pizza, meaning whoever lured me there was possibly setting me up to get robbed or something like that. The police were called, and I quit the job shortly after. This happened about a year ago. It was a Friday night, and I was hanging out with my girlfriend at her place, and we were trying to decide what movie we were going to watch. We ordered Domino's, some pasta and a pepperoni pizza, and I offered to go pick it up. There was a Domino's roughly 5 minutes away, so it wasn't a big deal for me to drive over and get it, and then I wouldn't have to spend money on a tip. When the food said it was done, I got in my car and left. I got to the small restaurant, which by this time was roughly 11 p.m. and was pretty quiet. I parked in the small parking lot beside the restaurant and walked inside. There was nobody at the counter as I walked in, so I stood there and waited. After a few seconds, I saw a woman briefly come out from the kitchen area and said she would be right with me in a moment. Then she disappeared again away from the counter. I said that was fine and I stood there waiting. I looked around the small lobby. I wasn't in a big hurry or anything, so I didn't mind, and I knew that it being a Friday night, they were probably really busy with deliveries. Then, as I looked behind me at the window going outside, I saw a man who had his face pressed up against the glass window of the store looking right at me. He had a scraggly beard and appeared to be in his 30s. He was just staring at me with a somewhat angry look on his face. I didn't know what to do and just turned back around. I was expecting him to come inside the store, but he never did. I faced the counter and then looked over my shoulder again to see that he was still there and not moving. Finally, the woman came back and asked me for my name of the order. As she did, She seemed to see the man in the window and asked who he was. I said I didn't know and I found it strange. She kind of laughed it off with a nervous and awkward laugh. Then I told her my name and she said she would go get my order. As she was getting it, I could see movement out of the corner of my eye. I saw the man suddenly dart away from the window and run away. I figured he was just some crazy guy and I was glad that he was gone. A minute or so later, the woman came back with my order and I took the boxes and left Domino's. I walked to the parking lot on the side where my car was and saw that the weird guy from the window was now standing by my car. I felt really awkward now because this man seemed to be a little crazy and I knew I'd have to walk right past him. I was also concerned with him being right next to my car. I slowly walked over and the man looked at me and smiled as I did. He didn't come closer to me though, which was a relief. Eventually, I was able to make it to my driver's door and get inside. I said goodnight to the man and drove away. He just stood there smiling at me. I began driving the 5 minute or so drive back home, but as I pulled onto a busier road less than a mile later, my car suddenly didn't feel right. The front wheel seemed like it was coming right off. I stopped the car on the side of the road and got out. I walked over and looked to see that all the lug nuts on my right front wheel were loosened almost all the way, and the wheel of the car was starting to come off. I couldn't believe it. I immediately thought back to the man. I was kind of more out in the middle of nowhere now and was driving away from the businesses in town. I got out my phone and quickly called my girlfriend. I got back inside my car then and waited for her. Luckily, she could come and pick me up with her car, and she arrived just a couple of short minutes later, and we went over to get a wrench. We were gone for only about 10 minutes, but when we got back, my driver's window was smashed. At that point, we called the police. They came out to the area and we told them the whole story. I believe that man I saw was trying to hurt me, and he returned to my car and smashed the window after he realized I was gone. I'm grateful that I narrowly missed him. A few years ago, I worked at Domino's Pizza. I worked there for roughly 1 year, and for the most part, I liked it. One time, though, I was working a night shift like I often did. It was sort of busy, and we would typically get a lot of phone calls for pizza orders, and I would answer them a lot of the times. On this night, we got another phone call at about 10 p.m. I answered it, but on the other end, I didn't hear anything at all. I said hello several times, but there was just silence. Just as I was about to hang up the phone, I heard on the other end a loud and really creepy sounding laugh. I said hello one more time, and when I did, the laugh only seemed to get louder. It gave me the creeps and I hung up on them. I kept working and answered several more calls over the next few hours, until after midnight, I got another call which was the same creepy laugh. I asked who it was, but of course they didn't answer. This time, I kept them on for a little bit longer, but all they would do is laugh. Eventually, I hung up on them again, and that was the last call I got that night. Over the next few days, though, it started happening more often. It happened about 5 times, and I told my coworkers about it. They hadn't experienced anything like it, and it would only seem to happen when I answered the phone. I was starting to get really annoyed and also seriously creeped out by these calls that kept happening. The person on the other end of the phone was usually laughing, but sometimes there would be a whisper which I couldn't make out what they were saying. Then they started just doing other random things like not talking at all or hanging up right away. I figured it was just a stupid prank, but I couldn't help but be a little bit scared. Then things got even worse. One night, when I was at home, I received a call, and when I answered it, I heard that same creepy laughing. I had no idea how they got my number, because it had only happened at work. I asked who it was once again, but all I heard was the same old laughing. Then they started whispering once again, and I couldn't make it out at all. Eventually, they hung up on me. I was really creeped out now, and didn't know what to do. I was home by myself, so that made me worry even more. I ended up calling my best friend and telling her all about it. She came over that night, but there were no more calls. The next night, I got the last call that I ever received from that person. It was more hysterical laughing, and it got louder and louder, until finally, there was a scream at the other end of the phone, and they hung up. This time, I was the most creeped out that I had ever been, and once again my best friend came over. She spent the next few nights at my place. However, that was the last call that I ever got from the number, and they never called me again at work or at home. I sometimes wonder who it was and why they were calling me. I go to Taco Bell all the time. Most of the time that I go, it's during the late nights. I'm a senior in college, and I'm always busy with work and school. For the last few years, I've often drove to the Taco Bell drive-thru after long nights of work or studying. One night, about 2 months ago now, I was really hungry at about 11:30 p.m. when I got done with work. I drove to the nearest Taco Bell, which was about 10 minutes away, and pulled into the drive-thru. This particular Taco Bell location was open until midnight every night of the week, but it recently had been closing early on some nights because they had been short in employees. As I pulled into the drive-thru without really thinking, I noticed nobody else was in the drive-thru and the lights to the restaurant seemed to be off. I knew they closed the lobby of the restaurant earlier than the drive-thru, so I wasn't really sure if they were still open or not. I drove to the speaker and rolled down my window. I didn't hear anybody on the other side, and there was a few seconds of silence. I said, "Hey, are you guys still open?" and waited for a response. Several seconds more went by, and still there was nothing. I knew at this point they must have been closed, and I started to roll up my window when I heard something from the other end. There was a man's voice speaking, but I couldn't understand anything that he said. It sounded like when you have your mouth way too close to the phone, and you can't understand any of the words. I asked them to repeat what they had said, but there was once again no response. This time, I decided to just drive away and go somewhere else. I pulled slowly through the rest of the drive-thru. As I got to the first drive-thru window, I could see that there was nobody there and the lights inside were off. Then I saw the second window, and the lights were off as well, but there appeared to be a man in the window looking at me. As I passed by the window, I watched him quickly duck down as if he didn't want me to notice him. It was strange, but another thing struck me as being even more weird. The man was wearing what appeared to be a clown mask covering his entire head. I drove over to a nearby gas station and got food there instead. The next night, I found myself in a similar situation of getting off work later at night and was once again really craving Taco Bell. It was only 10:30 this time though, so I decided to go back and see if they were open. When I arrived, I could see there were several cars in the drive-thru already, and so I pulled in. They were in fact open, and I was waiting in the line until it was my turn. I ordered, and when I got to the window to pay, I asked if they had changed their hours. The woman working told me no, they had not changed their hours, and they had just closed at 9 the previous night due to a short staff. I mentioned how I had seen a man inside the window with a clown mask on at almost midnight, and the woman seemed surprised. She told me she had closed the place herself and left at 9 o'clock, and when she did, nobody else was there. When I drove home that night, I couldn't help but wonder who it was that I had seen the night before in the window. I used to work at Taco Bell in the past. I worked at a Taco Bell that was about 15 minutes away from my parents' house. I worked there for a few years from my senior year of high school through my first 2 years of college. I liked the job a lot and made lots of friends. But with working late nights, I would occasionally see some weird things. But the strangest thing to ever happen was my last year working there. The Taco Bell location that I worked at was open until 3 a.m., and I would often be closing as I was on this particular night. I worked mostly just during the summer, so I didn't mind it too much. There was just the two of us working at the time. We usually didn't get too many customers this late, unless it was a weekend, and being a Thursday night, it was pretty dead for the last couple of hours. At about 2:55 a.m., literally right before we were about to close it down and go home, I saw a car pull into the drive-thru. As we were still open for 5 more minutes technically, I decided to not tell them that we were closed and take one last order. I spoke to the driver and asked what his order would be. I waited for a response for a while, but there was none. As I looked at the camera at the car, it appeared to still have the window rolled up. I waited a little while longer, and was starting to get really annoyed because I wanted to go home, and now I had to wait for this person to order. Finally, I saw the driver's window roll down, but it looked like there was nobody inside the car at all. The driver's seat was just empty. Nobody was in the passenger seat either, and I was really confused. I decided to say to the driver that we would be closing, and if they wanted to order anything, they would have to do it right now. I didn't get any response. Instead, after about 10 or 15 seconds, the car just drove forward slowly ahead. I was so confused as to what was going on. How was the car driving if there was nobody in the driver's seat? I shook my head and then told Damien that they didn't order anything, so we could close it up. Just then, we heard the sound of knocking coming from the drive-through window. It was three loud and solid knocks. I walked over to the window and saw that the same car had stopped at it. I opened up the window and looked out, but saw that there was nobody in the car once again. The front window was down, and there was nobody in the driver's seat or the passenger. I thought it had to somehow be a prank. I stuck my head out of the window to get a better look inside the car, and saw that there was nobody in the back seats as well. My jaw dropped, and I couldn't believe what was going on. I got a creepy feeling and stuck my head back inside and closed the drive-through window. I then watched as the car drove away. Damien and I were both extremely puzzled by this. We closed up after that and both went home. I don't remember anything else as strange ever happening. This story happened about 5 years ago. I was on a road trip with my friend Anna. We'd been driving all day, and late at night we both got really hungry. By this time it was nearly midnight, so as I drove, Anna looked on her phone for places nearby that were open. We were kind of in the middle of nowhere and unfamiliar with the area. As we drove on the freeway, it was pretty much just fields on both sides. Anna was saying that her phone was really slow and she wasn't really getting a signal out here. We kept on driving for about 20 more minutes until we finally saw an exit sign with several food places on it. We pulled off the exit and quickly saw that the only places that seemed to be open were a gas station and a little Taco Bell. There were several other buildings in the small town, but all of their lights were off. We first stopped for some gas and then pulled into the Taco Bell drive-thru. We got to the speaker to place our order, and as I was beginning to talk, I heard what sounded like a scream coming in the background. It sounded like someone was screaming help, but it abruptly got cut off. After a few seconds of silence, a man's voice came back on to say that they were closed. Anna and I both found this very bizarre, and we had a strange feeling about it, so we decided to go inside the restaurant. We went to the door and saw that according to their hours, they were still open. When we tried the door, it was unlocked, but nobody seemed to be inside. The place was very quiet. I walked over to the counter and stood there. I thought I heard someone talking from the back, but I couldn't see them. Finally, a man walked to the front of the counter and told me that they were closed. He wasn't wearing a Taco Bell uniform, though, and didn't seem friendly at all. I mentioned that the hours on the door said they were still open, and the man just shook his head and said that it was wrong. He started to walk away when I mentioned the screaming I had heard and asked if everything was all right. The man paused for a second and then smiled a little and stated that it was just another employee joking around. He then asked us to leave. As we turned to walk back out, I once again heard another scream. This one was very loud, and I could clearly hear someone screaming for help. The man then shouted at us to get out in a very loud and angry voice. We both ran out, but as soon as we had gotten outside, we decided to call the police. I just wasn't believing that those screams were a joke, and the man definitely seemed to be hiding something. We waited in our car in the parking lot for a couple of minutes until the police showed up. They went inside, and it wasn't long until we saw them leaving with the man we had seen. Later on, it was explained to us that there had been two employees working when a man came in and attempted to rob the restaurant. One of the workers struggled with him and was knocked unconscious, and the other employee was taken to the back of the restaurant when we pulled into the drive-thru. I'm glad we showed up when we did, or the man may have gotten away with it.
I'm a 20-something guy living in the middle of Tennessee. Before this bizarre experience, I'd been going to college full-time to be a paralegal. One day, though, My mother broke her hip after falling down the stairs. She was 52 at the time, and my dad had passed a long time ago, so it was on me to take care of her. We didn't really have anyone else. I was forced to make myself a part-time student, because I would have to get a job to help her afford some of her medical bills. At the time, thanks to my late dad, I had a fairly new car, and I figured it'd be fun and easy to deliver pizza. I loved to drive. Where I lived, there was a lot of scenery, and sometimes I even went on drives just for the sake of it. As you can probably guess, it was easy to get the job. I just applied at a few local places and called each of them the next day. Before I knew it, I was delivering pizzas wearing a Domino's hat. Delivering pizza wasn't hard. I can be completely honest with you about that. But delivering can be insanely stressful. You've got to get there at a reasonable time. You keep hoping that the order was made correctly, because you can't just send it back to the kitchen when you're miles away from the restaurant. And last but not least, you find yourself praying that your next customer isn't a prank or a complete jerk. I can't tell you how many jerks I've delivered to. Jerks who didn't want to pay because I wasn't able to give them one more pack of Parmesan cheese. Well, there came a day when I had to deliver a large pizza to an address I did not recognize. The place was about 10 miles away from the restaurant, in an area we all infamously called the Boondocks. It was an area that I'd personally never been to, but when I saw it on my drive, I would describe it as a country region of town, where there's only a single trashy house every 5 minutes on the road. And I'm not trying to be rude. These places looked beat up, old, and ransacked. It was honestly hard to believe that people still lived in those places. I was fully expecting at any moment to witness a drug deal, or to have someone step out in front of my car to stop me and try to sell me meth. Needless to say, it was a bit of a creepy place. Given that it was getting dark out fast, I was ready to get the delivery over with. I arrived at the customer's address rather quickly, thank God. Luckily, this house was far cleaner than all the ones previous. It was a small, white home with a short paved driveway and a seemingly untouched screen door in the front. The yard was well kept and clean, and the grass looked to have been cut recently. Also, there were no cars in the driveway, but I still assumed someone was home to pick up the order. I got out hesitantly and I grabbed the pizza. The carrier was still hot enough to burn my skin if I held it in one spot for too long. This was good. It was probably our most common complaint we got, that our pizzas were too cold or not hot enough when we dropped them off. So that was one thing I didn't have to worry about. With some flimsy confidence, I began to walk up to the screen door. When I was nearly at the porch, I could now see a faint light through the front window. And that's when I saw the silhouette of someone looking out at me. Someone standing there, watching me walk up to their door. Good, I thought. This will be quick. I made it to the front door, cleared my throat for whatever reason, opened the screen door, then knocked on the wooden door. With the first knock, the door slid open. The door hadn't been closed at all. So when I knocked, it opened further. But I swear, there's no way it should have opened that much from a single light knock, because the door, in a matter of seconds, was wide open. I could now see inside. I could see the faint lighting from what appeared to be two dim lamps in the living room. I could also see a small, maybe 28-inch TV in the living room, displaying a silent, flat blue screen. For several seconds, I didn't realize that I was holding my breath. I could feel goosebumps coming up on my forearms. What in the world was going on here? Hello? I said. It definitely wasn't loud enough to get anyone's attention, though. So instead, without stepping through the doorway, I knocked on the open door, hoping to let someone know that I was here. I waited for at least 2 minutes. But I didn't hear a soul. Nobody walking or talking in the house. No sign that anyone lived there. I stood there, frozen and silent, trying to listen.
"Behind you,"
a voice whispered. I felt breath on the back of my neck, cold, chilling breath. Immediately I spun around. I did it so quickly that I dropped the pizza inside its carrier, but I didn't care. I ran back to my car and was ready to peel out of there. But I made the mistake of looking back at that dang house. I saw it in the window. The silhouette of a person standing there, still watching me. Except now, they were waving. I hauled tail out of there. When I made it back to the restaurant, I was written up for failure to deliver and for losing my pizza carrier. I thought I was going to be fired, to be honest with you, but I think my manager just went easy on me, as she knew the situation with my mother. On one of my rare days off, one of the days I didn't have to work or take care of my mom or go to school, I went back to that strange neighborhood. I found that house again, but it took me a while to be sure that the place I was looking at was really the same place. Because even though it had been about 2 weeks since the incident, the place was a wreck. The screen door was hanging off of its hinges with holes in the screen. The white paint on the outside was now an off-white or nearly yellow, with patches of chipped paint. And the lawn was now a jungle, with random auto parts scattered about. I gathered my courage and drove back to the nearest neighbor I could find. I knocked on their door and excused my intrusion. Then I asked them if they knew anything about the strange house. To my surprise, they did. The house was the home of an old man who struggled with his drinking. Apparently, he drove his kids away from frequent abuse. And once those kids left his life for good, he took a shotgun and ended his own life. I was covered with chills as I listened to the story. It was like some sort of ghost story you'd see on TV or hear from an urban legend. But this was real. I'd lived through it. After the man told me that that house hadn't had electricity on for the past year, I thanked him for the information and I bid him good day. I stopped delivering for Domino's after that. I didn't feel like delivering to any more strange places, and I got a better job offer as a manager at a local Subway. Still, sometimes I get a chill on the back of my neck, and I can't help but think about that voice saying,
"Behind you."
My name is Kenneth, I'm 22 years old, and this story happened a couple of months ago. I had just gotten a job working nights at an Amazon warehouse near where I live. On my shifts, there weren't that many of us. It would just be me on my own doing my work somewhere in the warehouse. I think it was my second night at work when a security guard who worked there introduced himself. His name was Vincent. He was a large man, slightly overweight, in his late 30s. He was friendly at first when we started talking. Mostly small talk and interests we both have. He asked if I wanted to go get a beer and maybe see a movie the following Friday, as we both had that day off. I agreed as I didn't have any plans and I don't go out too often. That Friday in the evening, me and Vincent met up at a bar near where we work. Everything went okay. We had some drinks, talked about sports and previous jobs we worked. Then we headed out to the movie theater. That's when Vincent started acting weird. We bought our tickets and headed to the theater. I needed to use the bathroom, so I went. I was standing at the urinal doing my thing when I heard a bathroom door open. I couldn't hear any footsteps, but I didn't think twice about it. Then I turned around. I saw Vincent standing there, watching me. His head was down, but his eyes were up, and he was just smiling at me. I jumped and I laughed, saying he startled me. But Vincent just stood there looking at me. It was like he was angry almost, with a weird smile. It's weird, you would have to be there to understand. I just walked past him and said I would wait for him outside. That was the first red flag. Then as we were in the movie theater watching the movie, I swear he was staring at me. I wasn't certain, but I could see in the corner of my eye that he was turned staring directly at me. I was too freaked out to check, so I did my best to focus on the movie. The next thing that happened was Vincent started rubbing his hand on my thigh. That was it for me. I got up and I walked out. The next week at work, Vincent came up to me and asked if I wanted to go hang out. I looked at him confused and annoyed at the same time. I thought me up and leaving was obvious. I wasn't interested and don't want anything to do with him. I told him no, I'm busy, and carried on working. Fast forward a few weeks later of him asking me and hanging out and texting me, calling me, I really had enough. So the next time I saw him in work, I told him I don't want anything to do with him and to leave me alone. I turned away and carried on sorting boxes. Vincent walked away and I thought that was the end of it. Boy, was I wrong. Later that night, I decided to take a break and go to the bathroom. I sat inside one of the stalls to answer a few texts. I then heard some heavy boots stumping down the corridor, then into the bathroom. I opened the stall door to see what was going on. Before I could open the door, it was kicked into me, causing me to fall backwards, and then Vincent was on top of me, putting his hands all over my face, trying to cover my mouth, and then he started strangling me. I was losing consciousness, but I still remember the look of Vincent's face as he was choking me. His face was red and his eyes were wide as they could be. I thought I was going to die, but for some reason, Vincent let me go and left the bathroom. I sat up trying to catch my breath. I was still in defense mode because I thought for some reason Vincent was going to come back and kill me, but he never did, thankfully. I reported what happened to the manager. He looked on the CCTV camera and I called the police. You can see me walking into the bathroom, and about a minute later, Vincent rushes in. At that point, Vincent had left the warehouse and went home. Well, that's what he told the police anyway. I'm going to fast forward what happens next and say due to no proof of Vincent attacking me, the charges were dropped against him. He even got to keep his job. I felt that justice had been taken away from me, and there was no way I was going to continue at Amazon, especially with that maniac still working there. I left that job, obviously, and currently have a new job. I hope and pray for whoever comes into Vincent's path, stay away from him.